Ice on Ice, recorded live here in Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York City, every Sunday night at 10 p.m. This is a show where we cover new music, news, reviews, the blues. I, as always, am Jake Domachowski, and with me is... How you doing, Chris? Good to see you, buddy. We're having a little bit of technical issues on this side. Didn't sound like Chris's mic was coming through earlier, but I think I fixed the problem. Chris, can you just give us a 1-2? All right, cool. I'm getting that in my phones. So I think we'll be okay to rock on with the show. What do you think? Well, yeah. All right. I guess so. Yeah. What have you been up to, dude? That's pretty nuts, dude. Can't believe you got out of that. That was today? Jeez. hey Sunday, what's up? I got locked out of my apartment today. I had to find the super to unlock the ladders behind our apartment, and I had to climb the ladder into the back window of my apartment because I forgot my keys and my phone. But that's all. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. I don't know. I guess we can dive right into it. The royal wedding was this week, in case anyone didn't know. That was yesterday, I think. And if you missed it, like some people in the studio, Chris, it's on Spotify. For some reason, somebody put it on Spotify. The entire recording of it.
Now in the name of our loving, liberating, and life-giving God, Father...
So you can listen to it right here if you wanted to. Spirit. Amen. What do you think about that?
From the Song of Solomon in the Bible.
I'm pretty down with it. I think it's pretty cool. I would listen to this.
As a seal upon
Except
your
if you listen to it, you don't get to see love David Beckham's suit, which was kind of the highlight of it for me. Not that I watched it, but it's a pretty cool suit. Chris, did you watch?
Flashes of fire.
Okay. You don't have to say it like that, but okay. It is a pretty special experience for a lot of people. But you can talk like that if you think you should. All right. I guess we can hop into the first song we wanted to get to this week. Chris, what do you think? Cool. Well, you put on Pure Water by Skepta, new single. You want to tell us a little bit about this track? No, I'm still getting you in the mic. All right, cool. Let's dive right into Skepta, British rapper, grime artist. Sticking with the theme so far. Let's hear Pure Water by Skepta.
SK level. I'm at the bank for that. Roll your boat gently down the stream. Nigga sleeping on me must be sipping on the lean. Brush my teeth, choose an outfit. Big racks in my account, I get paid. Every day, smoke the loudest. I get packed in by the ounce, I just play. And I got things from back in the day, still ringing me down. I'm on stage, but I want no stress. What they trying to control S, coming around to get saved. I don't want a war, let's make peace. Good energies make the stacks increase. Girls in the north, west, south, and the east. Big batty make the man, them say cheese. I'm not a gentleman, I'm an African man, is what I said to the priest. So you know I stay smoking trees and the buds in a zip pack looking obese. I just came back from Mars in my new spaceship, it was a perfect landing. What you mean? I'm a king, she's a queen, man, you know what's happening. Nowadays they call me gingerbread man, cause they just can't catch him. All the ladies love, man, I love them too, we got an understanding. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. City on lock for the left to the right, bare girls, how am I meant to decide? She weren't feeling the old me, I bet she's feeling my new shit. I told her we gotta keep it true, told her we gotta move as a unit. I had to chat to Cupid, said little man, you know I ain't stupid. Told you that it's more than music, paps outside trying to get an exclusive. They said they're looking for the top boy, must have been looking for me, well who's asking? I clocked the game, I'm still barring, please don't speak to me when I'm dancing. Every day they pray that I fall off, I'm popping up like what's guanin'. They say a girl is a gun, see a man walking with his wife and I disarm him. The way I stepped in there with the SK Air, fam, serious techers, brand new vest, same old levers. She knows we are the real good fellas. We can be cool, yeah, we can ride out. Please just don't get jealous. Start texting me crazy, I gotta take desperate measures. I just came back from Mars in my new spaceship, it was a perfect landing. What you mean? I'm a king, she's a queen, man, you know what's happening. Nowadays they call me gingerbread man, cause they just can't catch him. All the ladies love, man, I love them too, we got an understanding. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. City on lock for the left to the right, bare girls, how am I meant to decide?
Skepta, Pure Water, new single. I liked it. I'm a big fan of Skepta. I had a huge grime phase a few months ago. I listened to exclusively grime for about a week, and then it got a little bit old, so I listened to some other stuff too, but still a big fan. Skepta's one of the greats out there right now. Very happy to hear him. Keep producing. Hopefully we get an album from him this year. Chris, what do you think about that, man? Actually, can you give me another one, too? Because we got a text from the producers during that first opening bit there. They said they couldn't really hear you over the mic, so I think we fixed the problem. Chris, can you just give me another sound test? All right, yeah, I'm getting you. Cool. Yeah, we can just dive on forward here. I might play some of this Royal Wedding as some background music. In the meantime here, this is the royal salute, the arrival of Her Majesty the Queen. Very fitting, as I'm about to talk about the band Drenge, who came out with a single this week. First time in a while for these guys, a couple years, not much music recently. They were pretty small in England for a while, and then we just moved on to the song The Preface. I might skip this one if he's going to be talking. Oh, this is the national anthem. Let's play this. This is perfect for what I'm going to talk about. Drenge. Pretty small in England for a while. There was a member of parliament right before they got huge that, as he was leaving office, in his resignation letter, he kind of said, you know, the normal stuff like, always work hard, stay true to your work, but always stay true to yourself and all that good stuff or whatever. But he closed the letter with saying, "And if you want to see a great live punk act, go see Drenge." And then as soon as that happened, Drenge kind of exploded and got huge. They had a really great song called Blood Sports on one of their records. They just came out with a new song called This Dance, which I'm very psyched about. Drenge is back. Great punk band. Keeps in this national anthem theme with Skepta. Different type of music, but you'll be able to kind of see some of the same themes, I think. Just like these angry British guys screaming into microphones. You'll be able to catch that here. Chris, what else you got on Drenge before we hop into the tune? Yeah, dude. You know me, man. All right, here's Drenge, This Dance.
Deep down under
Revenge. Loving it. Huge fan of that band. Definitely psyched to see what they can come out with this year. Hopefully it's the form of a new record. Hopefully. Here's Symphony No. 1 in B-flat. In the first movement, Allegro. This is from The Royal Wedding. I might just kind of keep this coming. Chris, you think? You seem down. I know you didn't watch it, but still fun to listen to back a few days later on Spotify without the visuals. Always great. Sounds like we're getting a phone call here. Let me see if I can get this. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is the Queen of England.
Oh, wow.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Liz, what's up?
Just want to let you know one thing.
Yeah, what's going on? Do you want me to turn on the Royal Salute song that turns on when you come in?
Oh, sure.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool.
Quite clearly.
Oh, nice. What's up, Liz?
So, I'm sitting here with your friend Chris, who you seem to be saying is in your studio today. Is that true?
Yeah, he's in the studio with me. Why?
Interesting. He's over here with me in England. And yet, also at your studio.
Huh.
Are you sure he's there?
Yeah, I think what happened here is a song I'm going to get to is a song called Bill Paxton by a band called The Lamats. And the lead singer of The Lamats looks exactly like Chris. So either he is here in the studio with me or he is in merry old England.
Interesting. Well, I think I have Chris here.
All right, put him on then. Put him on.
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
It's Chris, man.
Hey, Chris, what was the name of the song? What was the name of the song that had the cool breakdown that we really like to play live in our band in high school?
Come on, you don't think it's me?
No, I don't.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Okay, it's the Queen again.
Oh, hey, Liz, what's up?
Well, can you put Chris on the line on your end?
Yeah, Chris. You want to talk to Liz? All right, here's Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, you can't hear him? These mics might be a little messed up still. Can I try to fix these mics and then,
I'm the Queen of England.
Yeah, I know, Liz.
And I want to talk to Chris.
He's talking to you, he's just... I don't know if the mic's connected up right.
It's unacceptable. Unbelievable, you Americans. I'm done with you. Goodbye.
All right, see you later. Wow, it's always good to hear from Liz. Little unexpected call from her tonight, but that's always fine with me, man. Oops, I almost started playing a song that I shouldn't have played because it hasn't been released yet, and I had a leaked version of it. I was trying to play the Eternal Source of Light Divine. Yeah, so it seems like we're having a little bit of an audio issue, which again... I seem to be kicking butt with these transitions right now, so I'm actually going to play a song called Audio. And maybe during that time, we can fix the audio going on in the studio. So this is by LSD, Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth. I guess it's better to say Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo, LSD. A new little group that formed. They came out with a single last week, 2 weeks ago, called Genius. This is the second single so far. I promise I won't play a third if they do another one. Until they get to the album, maybe I'll find one on there I like. But for now, I like this one. It's called Audio. Let's check it out. LSD.
Make the bum bum beat, I'll give you my love. When the world saying it got no hope, here comes the love. We got audio. We flying high, superhero. S on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star, 'cause we got audio.
LSD audio. I'm down. Interested to see what you guys think about it. Here's another organ song from Royal Wedding. I wanted to thank everyone who listened to the show last week. We had the world famous Arctic Monkeys panel in the studio. Scott Davis and Charlie Greenwald were in to help us dissect the new Arctic Monkeys record, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. We had a great time in there covering that. Hopefully those guys will be back. We discussed maybe doing another album if we can find another album by a different band, if we can find another one that we all like so much and have kind of different relationships with as Arctic Monkeys. And maybe we might come back and do another Arctic Monkeys record, maybe another earlier one, walk through it the same way we did on that. But overall, great show, very fun. Chris, What was your favorite moment? I know there was some... We'll get to that song, Bill Paxton, in a second, because I'm very looking forward to playing that one. Chris, do you have any favorite moments from last week's show? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I didn't really know what to do. That kind of like was a good test as a radio host to kind of like, how do I react to this? You know, how do I react to that? Hey. And Sly Stallone came in. Hey, how are you going to react to this? That was very bad. I'm sorry, Chris. You can do a better one, right? Do it. Is he in the room? You know? That's too good. I know we've been speaking about it, been dancing around it. The Lamats, hometown band for me and Chris. We've known these guys for a while. They just started this new group. They're in and out of other bands. I think still might be. But they're working with this new outfit, the Lamats, right now. They've been touring around Jersey and a little bit in New York. Seems like there's a record on the way. I can easily confirm that if I just ask one of them, which I may. Here's some declarations. I'll talk over this for now. But yeah, let's listen to... They just released a video for this song, Bill Paxton, Miles Away. Chris, Did you listen to the song, watch the video? What's your relationship with this song here? Mm. Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I definitely think that there's a lot of overtones in here that could be kind of swayed that way. But yeah, let's give it a listen. The Lamats. It might just be Lamats, actually. Lamats, Bill Paxton, Miles Away, new single. Hopefully there's more to come. killer tune, Lamats. Definitely stick with these guys. A lot of talent in those four fellas. I hope some really great things to come from those guys. Also, great video. Check it out if you have the time. Trying to find another song on here. There we go. There it is. If Ye Love Me. I guess we're crushing a lot of music this episode. I guess we can just keep powering through. There's still a lot on here I want to cover. It's a big week. Anyone's a fan of Anderson .Paak? He came out with a new song. It's called Bubblin'. And a lot different from his older music. This one is about kind of celebrating his success in a way. Where a lot of his older music was about kind of fighting to get where he is. And now he's kind of at the top. And this song is kind of saying how happy he is that all his hard work paid off. It's a cool song. It's a fun one. Chris, I know you're a big fan of Anderson .Paak. Also, I'm still getting complaints about the sound quality here. I don't know what else to do because Chris is coming through in my cans here, but it doesn't. I don't know if he's getting out. But I don't know, Chris. Just history with Anderson .Paak. What do you got on old AP? Yeah, I guess. Could not have said it better myself, man. Good thing we have that recorded because I'm going to listen back to that if I ever need a little inspiration. Very impressive speech there. Didn't expect it from you this early in the show. But here's Anderson .Paak Bubblin' for you all to enjoy.
Look at the cash coming in. Come get your man, little nigga bugging me. Just need a bag, quit all that jawjackery. Don't even pass me that, I don't want none of it. These niggas mad about it, had enough of it. Whoa, watch what you saying, how that popping and shaking. Got me hot as a laser, my posse deep in irate. And we act a fool for the paper, had a dream and I made it. El Camino on Dayton's, bitches guess over bait. Put the brand on me, bitch, bitch you bet on my bacon. Pick it flat in the bacon, I might just roll out today. I might just roll out to Vegas, head back to my old ways. Cop a roof full of Asian hoes and you blow all day. Look at me, baby, look at me, baby. Don't I look like a million? I'm about to clean out the safe. Don't I look like somebody that just be bodying everything? All that talking is great, but I don't be talking. I air it out. All the problems have gotten easy to bury. I'd rather drown him in Hendrix. I'd rather kiss on my Mary. I've been broke way longer than I've been rich. So until it levels out, I'ma take your mama to the Marriott and wear it out. Took me so long to get it, gonna spread it out. Let them know all about me when I'm dead and gone. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubba. Look at the cash, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubba. Look at the cash, I'ma need all the fries you can give me, all the hot sauce, all the pie you can give me. Better be all or nothing, don't have me in the middle. You better be all you can, get high in a minute. Super fly for the Dumbos, plenty slides like a shuffle. Hit the cadence on my young bitch, Isaac Hayes, Billy Ocean.
motion. About the old hoe with the cane stick. Let my slippers at the function. It's hard to run in Gucci slides. She got that you say you didn't have a husband. I'm a stud, no cuckoo. Jackie Chan, no travel. Can't clean it with the beam. Blood dripping from the cutthroats. No, Lord, not me. I can never be the one you want to stuff for. Money, money, that machine. Guns, friends, and fell, got my stove. RIP the times that I was broke. After life in 9/11, folks. Matt back, liquor clean. Dead presence in and I'm a loco. Cooking up canard. Waiting for the antidote. Running out of time. Patience thinner than a penny, ho.
I don't do that.
You're my prisoner. You do what I tell you. Get over here.
He's gonna get this.
Stay the fuck out of here.
One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbly. Look at the cash, bubbly. One in the hand. One in the bag, bubble. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubble. Look at the cash, bubble.
That ending came a little bit faster than I thought, so sorry I was not exactly prepared. Chris usually warns me about that stuff, but again, I was kind of experiencing what you guys were. I did not hear him that time. These are the vows.
I invite you to join hands and make your vows in the presence of God and his people.
Huh? This was your favorite part, right, Chris?
Take you, Megan.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold. Alright, I'm not gonna do that for the whole time. I'll keep the vows going in the background though, because it is nice. Something this week I'm super excited about, my album of the week. I'm guessing Chris is also. Chris?
In sickness and in health.
Yeah. Tell me how you really feel. Courtney Barnett, new album. Believe it's her second. I can be more specific though. I believe it is. Third. Third, not including the album with Kurt Vile.
In the presence of God.
I was kind of a fan of her before. We've played her in the show in the past. This new album really hooked me though. I think it's awesome. It starts out with this awesome song called Hopefulness. I might play two songs from this album. I might close another one just because I could not choose between the two. And the other one's only a minute and 50 seconds, so we might have time for that later. But this song's super cool because I think I really like it when kind of folk artists, they take the song they had written on acoustic guitar and piano or whatever and kind of change up the instrumentation into more of a electronic, reverby, darker sound to it. I think that's always a really cool move if done correctly, and Courtney Barnett really nails it here with this song, Hopefulness. So let's just dive into that one real quick and then maybe play the other one. Or no, we'll dive into some other stuff and we can come back to Barnett if we need to. That was the vows.
A symbol of love and faithfulness.
Yeah. This is the giving of the ring. This is probably another fun part. Wish we could be watching it, but it's on Spotify and this is a Spotify driven show. Not an ad. Spotify. This is Hopefulness, Courtney Barnett, off of the new album. Tell me how you really feel. It's the opening track, by the way.
To hate.
Courtney Barnett, Hopefulness, opening track of her new record, Tell Me How You Really Feel. I might close, as I said, another one of those. Something a little embarrassing blunder I noticed during that song is that Chris actually isn't in the studio. I was mistaken. There's an empty chair sitting across from me that I've been talking to for the last 41 minutes. That's a little embarrassing. And it's more embarrassing because I wouldn't have known unless Billy came in and asked me who I was talking to. So now Billy's here in the studio with me.
Yeah, it's always funny when you walk by a... especially in radio, because, you know, and you can walk by the studio and see the person talking and just assume that they're on the air.
Yeah.
Right? And since we don't have a one of those lights that says that, oh, yeah, he's on the air, so let me hang out here. And then I noticed that he was leaning back in the chair. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, this guy's got a great, relaxed radio style. He leans back from the mic and all that stuff. And then I realized, I said, are you by yourself?
And yeah. Like, and then I said, oh, no, I am by myself. So, yeah, Chris isn't here. We got Billy in here now.
Yes, indeed.
Billy from Cosmic Debris. On this very network at 11.
At 11.
And also our Icebox All-Star.
Yes. Yes, I'm a big fan of the Icebox.
Yeah, good. Do you have anything for it this week? We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, man.
All right, cool. Let's play another track.
All right.
And then we can hop in. Let's see. You can help me choose here. I got a song from the Front Bottoms, one of my big bands. New track for the Backstreet Boys.
They have a new track?
Yes.
Are they still together?
I think we're going to have to go there. All right, we'll do that one. Let's do Don't Go Breaking My Heart, new single by Backstreet Boys, out this week. I guess there's a new record coming, maybe?
I imagine so.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see. Well, tell us what you think. Here's Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Backstreet Boys.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean? 'Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah. I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do.
Don't go breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Baby, don't go.
Backstreet Boys' new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Not a cover.
We're thinking, right?
We're thinking it might have been that. Who was that? Elton John did it.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? With a girl. He sang with a girl.
Yeah, and that was five guys in that one. So, yikes.
Five guys and two of them out on parole, I think.
Really?
I just love the idea of the boy band where they actually get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, you get all the squeaky clean
guys. Well, a lot of people are thinking, are they still a boy band or do you just call it a man band
at this point? Yes, or a...
What are they, in their 30s, 40s?
Oh, they're in their 40s now, these guys, man. I mean, if you saw these guys in a diner, you would think they were like working guys or something. They don't look like the cute little innocent guys
anymore.
Yeah, they probably put on some weight. Yeah.
Beards now, long hair.
Yeah, wearing a... what is that thing a lot of guys do? They wear a scarf on their head when the hairline is receding.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just going, hey, you know...
Try to hide it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, look, Phil Collins got away with that for a long time. It didn't hurt him at all. You know, if the music's good, nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know, but... I have to say, as pop music goes, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
We were talking during the song that we think that that's going to be on the radio a lot.
Oh, yes.
Definitely can make the rounds.
I would be surprised if it didn't get played at all.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised because it fits in what they do on the radio now.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes, all that.
Yes.
Fits right in.
Yes. And you could do that, get a duet maybe at the Grammys with Mac DeMarco. That would be.
I don't think that's crazy to mention something like that.
I don't either. I could see it happening too.
Did you watch the Royal Wedding?
You know, I have mixed feelings about the Royal Wedding.
Okay.
I hate the thing.
the whole thing is recorded and on Spotify.
Yes. Unbelievable. And I told people, they said, well, you know, you don't want to miss it. I said, well, forget it. Remembering that what age we live in right now.
Yeah. I think I'll be able to watch it.
It's going to be on later. So you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
I mean, I didn't watch any video, but now I'm listening to it and I saw a bunch of pictures. So I basically saw a video of it.
Yeah. That's it. You could do the whole wedding in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, just watch it.
Just flip through these songs.
That's what CNN did too. They played the whole wedding like in 10 minutes. And then they went on to analyze the wedding for another, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of interesting that it's kind of a full circle for America.
Yeah.
You know, like the English escaped England to get away from persecution and to come over here and start their own thing. And now we're marrying the Americans back to them. It's unbelievable.
After we pushed them out.
So if I was the queen, I'd be like, these guys trying to take over or something. They're trying to sneak people in one by one, you know.
Do you want to hop into the icebox?
Let's do it. I'm in.
Should I play the theme song that Chris hates?
Why not?
I don't think he hates it. He just thinks it's too long.
Oh, all right.
It is, since he's not here, I will admit, it's a little bit on the long side.
Okay.
Quotes from movies is what I added in as the vocals.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks. He thinks it should end right there.
He thinks it should end there?
Yeah.
I could go on a little longer.
Because it's only like 10 seconds longer after
that. You know what? And then you get people to go out and they can grab their Pepsis and everything.
It gives people time, to get ready for the icebox.
Exactly.
I'll start here. Again, this week, I'm still putting Kanye in the icebox. He's got to stay there just for everything. And also, he's still like, now he's just trying to stay relevant and cool, where he's posting pictures of himself in the studio with a bunch of whiteboards that have the track listings for his new album, the... Kid Cudi album, the Pusha T album, the Nas album, and another one, and he's at his computer with like iTunes open, and he's trying to like erase, in a way, what he was doing, and I hate every second of it. I'm still not on board, anti Kanye, and I still don't think he's going to release that album on June 1st that he promised.
I don't think he is either.
There's no chance.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're finally maybe coming aware to the fact that the word genius should not be thrown around so much.
Yeah. I threw it around a few years ago.
I did too. I thought, wow, this is amazing. This guy, if he does this, he'll probably get more conscious of stuff. And then he had the meltdown.
Yeah.
You know, and I just thought, man, oh man, it must be tough to try to stay relevant now, you know, because there's so much competition now, you know, and then somebody like, you know, Gambino jumps into the set and just crushes everyone.
How good is that song,
and that's
man?
So good. And then you got to think, well, what can I do to top that? Well, you know what? If you were a real artist, you'd go, I can't top it.
Yeah.
Let me just do my own thing instead of trying to, the genius thing. And now it's funny. Now when I challenge people, like, okay, so what is it about this dude that makes him a genius? I say, you know, name, and they go, well, Bill, so who do you think is a genius?
Well, I'm going to be a lot more careful with that word now.
I said, I got a good one for you, and this will end the conversation. So Einstein. Okay, so let's moving on. He's a genius.
Yeah. Textbook genius.
Yeah, textbook.
It doesn't apply to Kanye anymore.
Not at
guess.
All. Not even close.
Yeah.
And
yes, he never was.
And that's the secret. That's the secret right there. I don't think he ever was. He was just extremely talented, and he just couldn't keep it up.
Huh?
And he fell into the pages of the gossip magazines, and that was that.
Yeah. I mean, that he said that was part of his, I guess, part of the downfall, because he heard all the everyone making fun of Rob Kardashian for being so fat.
Wow.
And then he says, I don't know how true this is, he said he got liposuction and then got addicted to opioids.
Wow. And
that is just like exactly what you're talking about, just getting sucked into the tabloids and what everyone's saying and having an effect.
I mean, doesn't he have people? Somebody to go, yo, Kanye, you know, this is not going to help your career at all.
He's got to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
He's got to have tons of people. You have everybody, just somebody smacking him in the back of the head and going, we want to stay out of this one.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I used to feel bad for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that has dissipated.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I think he's
really
just digging his own grave right now.
Too.
And I, you know, I wish him the best, and I hope he makes a record soon. But the bad thing for him is that his next record has to be so amazing.
It's got
to
be. Every song has to be better than This Is America.
Every song.
Which is, it's going to be hard to do.
And Gambino's album's not out yet, so we don't know what that's going to be like.
But he scheduled the tour, so I don't know if, what do they artists usually do, like, in the beginning of the tour, the album comes out, like 20% through, maybe?
Yeah. You'll get like a couple more tracks. Yeah. And then, because I know he's playing, Gambino's playing Radio City Music Hall.
With Ray Schremmerd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. It's going to be very cool. You got anything for the icebox there, Billy?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to go with the Royal Wedding. I'm going to have to toss that in there. And not because, you know, not because I'm against people being happy or people getting married. You know, it's like I was married twice, so, you know, I know. But there was no big ceremony and no television coverage, which maybe is maybe the reason I'm not married.
David Beckham wasn't there?
You know what? We got a postcard from him, and then we found out that he's not the only guy named David Beckham. Some random guy named Beckham sent us a postcard. You know, it was awful. But, I mean, I'm not against anything like that, but it's just that too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like too much. It's just like tomorrow. A friend of mine told me, goes, yeah, well, you know, Bill, you sit up all night, you watch your wedding, and you do this, and you analyze it, and all that stuff. And tomorrow, you have to go to work. I was like, yeah, you know, we forgot about that part. You know,
people had to go to work after the ceremony. Probably.
After the ceremony, some people probably watched it at work.
At work, yeah.
So that's the drag. So I'm just doing it because I'm just not a fan of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And big ceremonies. I guess maybe because I missed my high school graduation, I'm probably carrying the resentment. So this is all just my own personal issues.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Another quick icebox for me. The new Muppets movie. Did you see the trailer for that?
I have not seen it.
It's like an adult version where the Muppets are like having sex and like killing people.
The Muppets?
Yeah. It's so dumb. Like, who is that for? I don't get it at all. I don't get the
what would be the point of that?
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
it's
the Muppets
not for
are the
kids.
Muppets. Right.
I don't know any adults who would want to watch a Muppet having sex.
Especially Miss Piggy. That would just gross me right
out. I don't think that it's the ones you know.
Oh, new Muppets.
Yeah, maybe. They're just like different, because I don't think they want to put Kermit the Frog into compromising situations.
Thank God.
So I think that they're in the trailer, at least, I didn't recognize any of the Muppets.
Okay, all right. So new Muppets.
I guess. I don't know. Yes. I'm just, that whole thing confuses me. I don't get why.
It kind of creeps me out.
That's
actually
a thing that anyone would want to do.
Yeah.
That movie's going in the icebox along with Kanye and the Royal Wedding.
And then the Royal Wedding. And I think I had one more, but I guess it wasn't that important. I can't remember it now. So,
so you save it for next week.
I will do that. Yeah. I will probably still be lounging around when I get back.
yeah, so we got a couple minutes left. We'll finish out here with the front bottoms. The other Courtney Barnett song I was going to play is called I'm Not Your Mother, I'm Not Your Bitch.
Wow.
Great song off of her new album.
She comes up with the best titles,
yeah,
too.
She's got good ones. So yeah, let's just play out here on the front bottoms. I Think Your Nose Is Bleeding off of their new EP, follow-up to their last... I guess they had a couple of records in between, but their last EP was called Rose. After their first two records, and that was awesome. So this is the follow-up. I don't think the EP is as good.
Okay.
But definitely recommend listening to Rose. That's also my ice pick of the week. Here's Your Nose. I Think Your Nose Is Bleeding. And have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and I'll see y'all in a little bit.
Yeah, 3 minutes.